Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 12th of March. Yesterday's announcement that the International Energy Agency would orchestrate the release of a record amount of petroleum from strategic petroleum reserves has had little impact on the global oil price. News that another three ships have been attacked in the Gulf did impact global oil prices, pushing Brent crude over $100 a barrel. With no coherent proposals from the United States administration on reopening the Strait of Hormuz, the oil price is likely to remain elevated for the near term, and investors are monitoring Iranian actions closely as being the important driver of the market. As of Tuesday, retail gasoline prices in the United States continued to climb. Yesterday's US February inflation data was benign as to the headlines, but that will not necessarily correspond to the lived experience or the perceptions of US consumers. Owner's equivalent rent, the single largest component of the consumer price inflation calculation, is responsible for bringing down inflation rates. But this is a fantasy price that no one pays. No one is actually benefiting each month from a lower owner's equivalent rent inflation rate. The decline in used car prices was significant. This is one area of the US economy where prices are actually falling. But even US households do not buy a used car on a regular basis. And so the overwhelming majority of the population will not be experiencing this price decline. In terms of inflation perceptions, grocery price inflation has been trending towards accelerating in recent months, and the price increases for individual items can be quite startling. That matters because the affordability crisis is being talked about very widely, and people tend to remember the price level they think something should sell at for about 12 months. So the notably higher prices being paid today for beef, coffee, or chocolate stick in people's minds because they think the price of 12 months ago is the price they should be paying. The rising price of a Snickers bar is a powerful force in inflation perception and the affordability crisis. The US affordability crisis is more perception than reality for many people, and so consumption should continue. US consumers cut back on savings to afford tariffs, and they can continue that strategy as they confront higher gasoline prices in the coming weeks. There is a real reluctance to reduce spending once it's become part of the household routine. This is why it is the duration of the war that matters most to economic reactions. The resources are there to offset the damage to real incomes in the short term. We have also seen Asian countries move to introduce demand mitigating measures, working from home, for instance, which, as well as raising productivity, tends to be more energy efficient over time. This suggests that consumers can do more to mitigate the effects of higher oil prices than in the past by changing demand patterns. However, that's very unlikely to stop there being an overall negative impact. The US administration has also started tariff proceedings against the European Union and China. This is unlikely to help US consumers' perceptions of the affordability crisis, but it will take time for tariffs to be agreed and then a further delay while they are passed through to the US consumer, given the length and complexity of the modern supply chain. US import and export data for January has more political resonance than economic relevance in this context. The Bank of England's Bailey is due to speak, and as a central bank leader who is actually a qualified economist, Bailey's comments on how to react to a relative price shock in a commodity market are definitely worth listening to. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.